you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Reading from Mark chapter 10, verse 42 through 45. Jesus called them together and said, "You know that those who are regarded as rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." That was Mark 10, 42 through 45. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, May 9th, 2022. Being Monday, we'll be pulling out our book, Prayer, the Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders by Dave Early. We're into chapter 3. And the sections I hope to cover today are titled, Effective Spiritual Leaders Elevate Their Followers Over Themselves, True Intercession Makes a Huge Difference, and time willing, Intercession Brought Revival to a College Campus. So please stay with me for the next 20 or so minutes, as I trust today's reading will have an impact on you, hopefully a positive one, to cause you to pray more, or to think about prayer, or to gather with others to pray, to intercede on behalf of friends and family members, and certainly I would ask for this radio ministry. You lift up the strategic work that God is doing on our 19 frequencies. Certainly pray up your pastor, who may have delivered a Mother's Day message yesterday, honoring our moms and the women that we know. But let me make one announcement, and we're going to continue Mother's Day with some special songs that if you were out of town or maybe didn't get to tune in yesterday, that I featured a number of times. They're classics by Steve and Annie Chapman. But let me make mention of the fact that if you want to be a part of a future Mark and Friends broadcast, as Pastor Jason Schiffel joins me in the studio at our Marketplace Mall Champaign studio, all the information and the specifics can be accessed at WLUJ.org, WLUJ.org, or greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. Just click on the Mark and Friends link, and you'll access a form just to give some information, maybe have some questions that you would like to be answered, or at least allow Jason to give his best shot, and it might become a part of that program. And we'll be meeting at noon on Wednesdays, beginning Wednesday, May 18th. So a week from this Wednesday will be our first gathering, but you have to register so we know how many people are going to be there. We can have things set up, and who knows, I'll probably have some kind of dessert. And if that's your lunch hour, feel free to bring your sack lunch or your fast food, your salad bowl, or some fruit. And we want it to be interactive. So we'll be figuring that all out on May 18th, our first Wednesday. But Jason will come ready with some kind of topic to discuss and share. But if you have questions, you can submit them now. So go to the Mark and Friends link at either WLUJ.org or greatnewsradio.org. And you can ask your questions in advance. So it's going to be a fun time of gathering. We'll have some fellowship and sharing, and you can be a part of the program, maybe asking a question or sharing a comment or a thought on one of the topics that we're addressing. So I hope you'll be a part of that. I know some people have already signed up. I think right now you can sign up for up to 6 or 7 different Wednesdays. So I really hope it'll turn into a great bunch of new friends as we study the Bible together and record an edition of Mark and Friends. Well, as mentioned, yesterday was Mother's Day, and what great weather, and I think it's going to be dry all week and sunny. So people are out doing yard work this weekend, attending to maybe that honey-do list, hopefully loving on your mom or the women that are in your life that have made an impact on you or on your family and friends. We're so indebted to our moms. And so if you didn't get a chance to hear these songs, I love to play them a lot on Mother's Day, but in case you were out of town, didn't get to hear it, or want to enjoy them again, here's two songs back to back, no charge, and A Mother's Touch by Steve and Annie Chapman off their CD, A Mother's Touch. Get ready to smile And there's fabulous lyrics and meaning in these two songs.
My little boy came into the kitchen this evening while I was cooking supper, and he handed me a piece of paper he'd been writing on. And after wiping my hands on my apron, I read it, and this is what it said. For mowing the yard, $5. For making my own bed this week, $1. For going to the store, 50 cents. And for playing with little brother while you went shopping, 25 cents. For taking out the trash, $1. For getting a good report card, $5. And for raking the yard, $2. Total owed, $14.75. Well, I looked at him standing there expectantly, and a thousand memories raced through my mind. So I picked up the pen, I turned the paper over, and this is what I wrote.
For the 9 months I carried you growing inside me, no charge. For the nights I sat up with you, doctored you, prayed for you, no charge. For the time and the tears and the cost through the years, there's no charge. When you add it all up, the full cost of real love is no charge. For the nights filled with dread and the worries ahead, no charge. For advice and the knowledge and the cost of your college, no charge. For the toys, food, and clothes, and for wiping your nose, there's no charge, son. When you add it all up, the real cost of my love is no charge.
But when he finished reading, he had great big old tears in his eyes, and he looked up at me and he said, Mama, I sure do love you. And then he took the pen and he wrote down in great big letters, paid in full.
When you add it all up, the real cost of my love is no charge.
Nothing there. Like the loaves and fishes, there'd be plenty left to share. And she could take a penny and stretch it to a dime. She could kiss a fever and leave us feeling fine. And there's only one explanation for these amazing transformations. How she could take so little and turn it into so much. 'Cause God gave her a miracle when he gave her mother's touch. Well, give her 2 yards of cotton and a little bit of lace. She'd turn a flower on the wall to the prettiest girl in the place. And she could take a young man's heart that's drowning in its tears and bring back the sunshine with just a listening ear. And there's only one explanation for these amazing transformations. How she could take so turn it into so much. 'Cause God God gave her a miracle when he gave her a mother's touch. And of all a mother's hands can do, nothing can compare to the way she could reach up to heaven and touch a child with her prayer. And there's only one explanation for these amazing transformations, how she could take so little and turn it into so God gave her a miracle when he gave her a mother's touch. Mother's touch.
Well, that was A Mother's Touch by Steve and Annie Chapman, and the song before it, No Charge. What a delightful message, and so true of the moms we know in how sacrificial and giving they are, sacrificing so much and putting others first. Thank you, God, for our moms. Well, it's Monday, and we like to do our readings from the book Prayer, the Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders by Dave Early. And so I'll be reading the section Effective Spiritual Leaders Elevate Their Followers Over Themselves, followed by True Intercession Makes a Huge Difference, and time permitting, Intercession Brought Revival to a College Campus. Moses knew that one of the baseline attitudes of an effective leader is that the people come ahead of the leader. In Exodus 32:9 through 10, in a stunning announcement, God offered to destroy the people of Israel and start over, making Moses into a great nation. Wow! All Moses' whiny headaches would be gone, and he could become the father of a nation. Heady stuff for anyone to consider. But Moses did not even give it a moment's thought. Instead, he immediately set out asking God to spare the people. But if that seems like a supreme act of selfishness, Moses takes it a step further. One of the most stunning, revealing, and challenging verses in the Bible on the subject of great leadership is found at the end of Exodus 32. The people had sinned yet again. Moses responded by interceding with God to spare the rebellious Hebrews under his care. Quote, "So Moses went back to the Lord and said, 'Oh, what a great sin these people have committed! They have made themselves gods of gold, but now please forgive their sins, but if not, then blot me out of your book you have written.'" That's verse 31. I'm amazed at the sacrificial selflessness of Moses. Forgive their sin, but if not, then blot me out. He was willing to lose his own reservation in paradise if it would help keep the Hebrews from being destroyed. Moses was a great leader because he was a great servant. Think about it. Moses was modeling the leadership training of Jesus and doing it 1,450 years before Jesus gave the teaching. No wonder his intercession was so effective. He prayed out of the model of Jesus. And here's the verse I opened up the program with, Mark 10:42-45. Jesus called them together and said, "You know that those who are regarded as rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Mark 10:42-45. Great leaders are willing to sacrifice for their followers. Consider the heart of the Apostle Paul, who cried, quote, "I could wish that I myself were cursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my brothers, those of my own race, the people of Israel," end of quote. Romans 9:3-4. Dick Eastman is the president of the large mission agency Every Home for Christ. He also is a prayer warrior and catalyst. He writes, "An intercessor must bid farewell to self and welcome the burdens of humanity." Elsewhere he states, "As intercessors who bear our crosses of sacrifice, we too stand between hurting humanity and a loving Father carrying their concern to God." The next section in this book, Prayer, the Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders by Dave Early, is titled, "True Intercession Makes a Huge Difference." The Hebrews, under Moses' watch, were a rebellious lot whose propensity to wander angered the Lord. In fact, on more than one occasion, he was so angry with them that he planned to destroy them. Yet, he never did, even though he had good reason. What affected his decisions? The determining factor was the intercessory prayers of their leader, Moses. And he lists here Exodus 32, 9 through 11 and 14. "I have seen these people," the Lord said to Moses, "and they are stiff-necked people. Now leave me alone so that my anger may burn against them and that I may destroy them. Then I will make you into a great nation." But Moses sought the favor of the Lord his God. "O Lord," he said, "why should your anger burn against your people, whom you brought out of Egypt with great power and a mighty hand?" Then the Lord relented and did not bring on his people the disaster he had threatened. Exodus 32, 9 through 11 and 14. And then the section closes with, "Again and again, the people Moses led complained to God. Again and again, Moses prayed for the people. Again and again, God responded to Moses' prayers." And I'll close out today's reading with, "Intercession brought revival to a college campus." History records many times when the intercessory prayers of students shook their campuses for God. For example, on a cold winter day in February 1970, students made their way to the regular chapel service on the campus of Asbury College in Wilmore, Kentucky. For months, several student leadership groups had been rising a half hour early each day to pray for their campus. Other student groups were also praying diligently for spiritual awakening. That morning, their prayers were answered. The chapel service, normally 50 minutes in length, ended lasting more than a week. Day after day, students came to the microphone and confessed sins and gave testimony. At the altar and around the auditorium, students gathered in clusters to pray. After the first day, the revival spread across the street to the seminary. Then it flowed through the community to several local churches. The local and national media picked up the story. People came from several states to get in on what God was doing. Teams of Asbury students visited churches with the message of revival. Several other colleges heard reports of the happenings at Asbury and experienced God's moving on their campus. Oh, listening friends, may there be a stirring in all of our hearts for revival. It starts with us. It starts with me. It starts with you. Us going before the Lord one-on-one in prayer, praying for our family, our homes, our churches, our communities, our cities, our state, our government. We just recently celebrated the National Day of Prayer, and that always gets a stirring in so many of our hearts to be more diligent in praying and interceding and seeking after God. And this was a great example where students wanted to make a difference on their campus and kept praying and praying, and God responded. And how exciting it would be that we all collectively, as we pray and as we grow and as we seek the Lord, God uses that as a catalyst for a new revival. For this generation needs to see the powerful work of God in hearts, starting with you, starting with me, and then, as only the Holy Spirit can do, profoundly start bringing about conviction of sin, hope and healing, transform lives that will transform lives, that will want to disciple people to follow Jesus, that will disciple people to follow Jesus, and God gets all the glory and credit for the work he is doing. Amen and amen. Well, tomorrow on the Testimony Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends, I'm inviting our speaker who was a part of last Thursday's Ministry Leaders Network luncheon, where we had 25 area pastors and ministry leaders gathering at the Great News Media Center. We always meet the first Thursday of every month, and our special speaker was Stan Reisinger, came in from the Peoria area and talked about reaching men in men's ministry and gave us a lot of tips and advice and encouragement to challenge men to stand in the gap and be those godly men to influence their family, their church, their community, their world. And so Stan will be my special guest tomorrow on the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. Also, remember, if you want to be a part of a future Mark and Friends program, when Pastor Jason Schiffo joins me, stop by our website and learn more how you can register, submit questions in advance, and be scheduled to join in on the fun, as you can be a part of the program, ask your question, interact with what's being said and shared. Havarim, as Pastor Jason would say, where we discuss and grapple with, think through, talk about, and come to a higher place as you provide input, advice, counsel, and suggestions. So if you want to be a part of a future Mark and Friends program, we'll start gathering on Wednesdays beginning May 18th at noon at the Great News Media Center, Marketplace Mall in Champaign, but you must register in advance. So stop by greatnewsradio.org, and the information is right there on the homepage, or click on the Mark and Friends tab and read through the instructions. All right, now keeping Mother's Day alive all year long, I'll close out with another fun song I like to play on Mother's Day, titled The High Chair by Steve and Annie Chapman. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.
Is that little fella with ketchup on his nose, spaghetti in his hair, and that Kodak pose? Who's sitting in that high chair, keeping rhythm with a spoon? He's got your full attention and you're crazy as a loon. Well, he might be the doctor that finally finds a cure, or the one who brings the schools back into prayers. He may be there with you when little lady, as precious as a lamb, painting like an artist with that pudding in her hand. Who's sitting in that high chair with her supper on the floor? She's got you saying things like, I can't take it anymore. She might be the first lady to fly beyond the moon, or the one who changes history with her prayer. She may be there with you when you're old and all. Face in heaven's book is where the future treasures always go to hide.